What do you know of Christ's sufferings?
Christ died. That is true and sure. He died after painful suffering. Christ knew beforehand by which death he would die. He prophesied concerning this openly.
Do you know where you will die? Will it be in your town, or on the road, or in your bed? Will you die through an accident, or will you die a natural death? At what age will you pass away? In which month, and on what day? What will happen to your relatives after you die?
We have absolutely no knowledge about our death. Also, the prophets did not know the hour of their appointed time. But the Lord Christ knew and foretold that he would die in the city of Jerusalem after a trial by the Jewish elders and heathen Romans and after much suffering. On his own free will, he decided on which day that he would die. It was the day of the big Passover feast in which people sacrificed sheep so that God's anger would not come upon them because of the shed blood. So Jesus died as the Lamb of God, carrying the sin of the world, bearing our dirty misdeeds, so that God's fiery wrath would pass over everyone who believes in him. He who believes in Christ will become pure and be justified for eternity.
Now Christ not only foretold the time, manner, and meaning of his death, but he also assured his followers with absolute certainty that he would rise from the dead after 3 days. No one was able to hinder his triumphant resurrection, and it truly came about.
Jesus also said, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again."
No man has knowledge of his appointed time to die and has no power for his own personal resurrection. Christ died, completely agreeing to die, carrying the sins of the world and dying for our justification. He is the one who makes alive, giving his spiritual life to all who believe in him. We find absolutely no man on our globe who died and arose as he did. Christ's death is God's great blessing for all mankind.
All the prophets and messengers from God died. Their remains are still in their graves, crumbled and disintegrated. But Christ is alive, victorious over death.
Have you perceived the meaning of Christ's resurrection from the dead? The Almighty God proved with this great deed that he loves the crucified one, accepting his sacrifice on the cross for the world.